For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Addison. Are you geeked with the trailer?
Oh, I am. You guys are listening to the Dutton Rules podcast, and a new trailer of Yellowstone just launched. So, of course, Billy Dukes and I are here to talk about it because there's a lot more in this one than the first trailer.
We went really deep on some of the still frames from this trailer to kind of dissect what is and isn't with season five.
Billy, I first want to start. Let's start about with the bunkhouse. It is never a dull moment in the bunkhouse. And it does not look like the new season of Yellowstone, we're going to have any, you know, peaceful zen moment.
This is really a blink and you miss it moment right near the end of the trailer. But Teeter is seen in a bath towel attacking Ryan for some sort of reason. And I mean attacking. She's going at him physically, knocks him off his chair, and the rest of the guys in the bunkhouse are just kind of have looks in their face like, whoa. They don't know what to do about it. But Teeter provoking a fight in like what was supposed to be a new peaceful bunkhouse.
I am curious of if it was between her and him or if it's she, because I feel like she's someone who kind of takes up after other people as well.
She appears several times throughout this trailer, including kind of a gratuitous scene where she's like slow dancing with Beth that I don't really know what to make of.
Yes! No!
That's the sad part about, like, I think this little sequence is Lloyd. Like, there's like a sensitive rip in Lloyd hugging scene that makes me kind of fearful of Lloyd's future on this show.
Billy, if you remember anything about Lloyd, during the entire last season of our podcast, I was knocking him off every episode. I was like, yeah, I think this is when he dies. Yeah, I think this is when he dies. And he's still alive. But I would also, I mean, if I keep with my trend here, yeah, I think potentially Lloyd's days are number. Or, now this is potentially might be a stretch. What if, well, I don't know. I was trying to think of maybe something with like Carter becomes part of the family or something, you know, really lovey-dovey. Right. And then Lloyd's just really excited for Rip. That might be too lovey-dovey
for Yellowstone. My head actually went to the same place because Lloyd was so excited to hear that Rip was getting married to Beth. Yeah, so that was my thought too, is somehow there's some sort of fatherly moment or relationship moment where Lloyd is proud of Rip for doing something. That is kind of what that hug looked like. I can't imagine what that would be since Beth can't have babies.
Right, right. And that's why I hesitated because I almost said maybe they're pregnant and then I completely remembered. I was like, wait, she can't. But speaking of Beth, I am very interested. You briefly touched on it, but the very brief dancing scene with Teeter, it looked like they were having a good old time. And so it proves or it continues to ignite my thought of, like I had said in our previous episode, I'm curious if we're going to see a softer, a different side of Beth potentially. In Yellowstone, and I'm curious if maybe that was kind of a glimmer of, because last time I checked, her and Teeter do not seem like BFFs, but maybe that's where Lainey Wilson's character adds a little softer side to Beth, and then we just see a little bit more of like companionship with the bunkhouse, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just my thought.
Okay, I could be down with a softer Beth here in season five, and we're certainly seeing some signs of that. I can get with that.
I don't know if we're going to see a softer side between her and Jamie. I think that's potentially the only relationship. Maybe. I mean, I hope for the best, but
Jamie and Beth seem to be on the same team during this trailer, but it does seem to be still some lasting tension. Mm-hmm. We find out that Beth has a new job. Jamie, still district attorney, I believe, for the state of Montana. But the big news, and this is like what the meat of the trailer is about, John Dutton is the new governor of Montana. We found out he stays in the race. He wins the governorship. And it looks like the season opens with him celebrating his big gubernatorial win. He quickly fires the whole staff and hires Beth as chief of staff. So now she has an official political role. Jamie does as well, and John does as well. So we're all into the politics now.
Which only spells disaster for me.
Real quick, I think maybe it's important to remind people how John became governor, because like that was part of season four, and that was a long time ago.
Yes.
Essentially, the old governor wanted Jamie to be governor. John said, no way that's happening. I'll run instead. The old governor was cool with that. So at the end of season five, he was preparing to run as governor. Now it looks like we fast forwarded several months into advance, and John has won and is taking the oath to protect Montana as the governor.
That's just a relationship I do not put any type of weight of understanding.
Yeah, there's no peace between those two, and I don't think there ever will be.
For sure. Well, still keeping on the topic of Beth, there's a real quick, and it's one of those, it's funny with this trailer, you know, I was watching it, and it's kind of slow in the beginning, and then all of a sudden it's like, please don't blink because you're going to miss it, because they, you know, they cut the all these different scenes, and so literally, like we just said, we had to pause and screenshot and like slowly go through the ending. But there's a scene where there's a concert at the Yellowstone Ranch. So I want to hear your thoughts, Billy, on that, and then I'll give my take.
Well, it's one of two things. This is either a celebratory, just won the governor party and concert on the Dutton Ranch, or it's Beth Dutton kind of moving forward with her plan as... the Dutton Ranch being a wedding or an event venue. This was like a buried plot line in season four, and we only saw like one scene where she was advancing that. But there's very clearly a catering truck and some concert scaffolding going up, and then we see some a band on the stage. I wish I recognized that band. I just didn't. And we go from there. So it's one of those two things. I guess I'm prone to believe it is a governor celebration party.
Oh, okay. My answer was going to be that second that you talked about the wedding venue, that she actually did it, and that's still bringing out... clearly, I'm holding out for Beth to have a sensitive side in this season, because I'm going to touch on it again. I think, you know, this might bring out her more sensitive side. Finally, she gets to do the wedding venue. She's seen love all the time. Because there's also a scene with her and Rip, and she looks really sad. And it's just, and he's like, he's holding her, he's comforting her. Once again, this is emotion that we do not see out of Beth. She's like, let me just bottle it all up and then figure it out on my own. And I'll just, you know, take some people out instead. So that's why I keep leaning on the softer side. Naturally, you know, weddings, all that just tends to aid the happiness.
So you think that maybe Beth has fallen into Rip's arms because she's just upset that the flowers didn't arrive on time, or that the caterer is overcharging?
No, let's not go that far, Billy.
You think maybe it's one of those?
No. No, just more so I think that it softens her up. So then therefore allows her to be willing to express emotion. So let's say, you know, she might have a tiff with John or whoever, but she's like going to, so here, track with me here. She's going to Rip for just like consult, where if you remember, because this is where I'm going in my head, the last time she had, you know, a moment of releasing all of the emotions, she didn't go to Rip. She went to Walker. So that's why I'm like, whoa, wait, we're seeing that she's confiding and just like running to Rip. I like really big pictured this.
I think you've been watching too much Bachelor.
You know, that's so true, Billy. I can't even defend that. No, I'm too much in the love bubble.
Right. Your optimism is heartening, but I don't know if necessarily that's what's going on here. She probably just, you know, Carter got killed or something terrible.
Oh my gosh, Billy.
I'm just saying, it's more likely.
La La Land until the season starts, okay? Back off. What? No, I'm just kidding.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We do find out that Beth has a new enemy, and we thought maybe before she had a frenemy, but this is a true enemy, and it almost looks like her equal, Carolyn Warner, is Market Equity's CEO, and she seems to bring in a muscle, some muscle, a corporate shark, as she's described, Sarah Atwood, and that is going to be Don Olivieri's character. And the key quotes in the trailer that set this up are Carolyn saying, "Ruin them," starting with her, and then Sarah Atwood saying something like, "I love when she gets emotional because it means more money for me." It harkens me back, takes me back to season one of Yellowstone when Beth was at the boardroom just ruthlessly firing people and embarrassing people in a boardroom. It was like the same type of corporate intensity. They're almost equals. I find this Sarah Atwood character to be super intimidating, super scary.
You know who we need to talk about? The man that we have talked about pretty much every single episode because of his one line last season of, "I saw the end of us." Mm-hmm. I guess we can first talk about, this is completely not too significant, but Monica chops her hair off, which took me a hot second. And that's why we had to kind of do a, you know, we took multiple screenshots and looked and make sure, you know, different people are the same person or different people, you know, who they are. But she chops her hair off. So I don't know if she's gone through a midlife crisis.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a theory there. She never looks pregnant in any of the scenes of the trailer. Now, granted, you only get a glimpse. You don't get like a good side shot to see if there's a baby bump. So if we've advanced the storyline far enough for John to be governor, that means she's either lost the baby, which would be awful, but on brand for Yellowstone, or she's had the baby, and this new haircut is just a new mom do. That's all it is.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you brought that up because I didn't even cross my mind of the mom do thing. The whole baby, as we were talking about before the podcast, of, you know, I do think surely, I mean, that'd be really dark if she lost. Now, I did kill her off the last podcast episode where I said she might die in childbirth, but it wasn't the child that died. So I mean, literally, who knows with this show, but I'm leaning more towards we've, you know, crossed this child's already born. They're kind of speeding up the process. And then your point of like, she got the classic mom cut.
Yeah.
And I like that. I think that's a plausible option.
Casey continues to look really tortured throughout all of this, just with his hands buried in his face the whole time.
Yeah. Well, and say the quote. So it's, you know, last season, he kind of had the heavy hitter quote. But this season, at least in the trailer they showed, it's Monica that has the heavy hitting, you know, "What is going on?" quote. What is it?
She says, "When I say we give everything to this land, I do mean everything." And I don't know what that means, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. That's where my head starts spinning of like kids. Is it there? The only thing is I could like maybe I think I talked about this a long time ago, but their relationship might be on the rocks of like he's giving everything to the land and not to their relationship.
We know from some reading that he continues to kind of go back and forth and vacillate between being this family man and chasing his family's heritage on the ranch. So I think he's still kind of in that tortured space. No reference to what "I saw the end of us" might mean in the trailer. So that's like the big question, but they didn't even really bring it up in the trailer, which is a little frustrating. But there was some other meat here to get excited about. So that's fine.
Don't forget, staff@tasteofcountry.com is where you can send your thoughts on this trailer. Go watch it and then tell us what you think. Do you have similar theories, different theories? Billy and I both always love reading them, so definitely go do that. And then while you're at it, please hit the subscribe button and give us a rating and review. We always greatly, greatly appreciate that. And there is more to come on this podcast. We are just getting started, and this season hasn't even begun yet.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.